Now, what satisfies you? What satiates your desires? What quenches your thirst or fills your hunger in your life? What is it that you yearn for in your life that kind of gets you up in the morning? What is that? It's that that you're willing to sacrifice for. Are you willing to sacrifice everything because it satiates that true desire in your heart? Now, I'm going to tell you a story. Last week, I went to Colorado. I went to Colorado for a hike. And I went to Colorado with 12 other men. And we're part of this ministry that to raise awareness and raise money for foster care kids who age out of foster care. And so we went on this hike, and I guess I'm not the best person to ask about it at the time, because many people ask me, now where are you going? And I said, I actually don't know. I know I'm going to Colorado, but they're like, where in Colorado? I'm not sure. Some people ask me, now what mountain are you climbing? And I was like, you know, I actually don't know what mountain I'm climbing. All I know is I'm going with this group, and they needed a priest. And so, I'm going with them. We end up going to Buena Vista, Colorado. And our goal was to hike up Mount Columbia and Mount Harvard. And what we did was, we drove overnight. Not only that, it rained and hailed basically every day. It rained and hailed every day we were there. Especially when we got there, we drove overnight, we got there that morning, and then we started hiking up. We had to hike up about 9,000 to 10,000 feet to get to our base camp. And from our base camp, that's where we would stay and then do our hikes throughout the place. But on our way up, it just drenched and poured. We had our 50-pound packs, and we were just hiking up this mountain in the rain and the hail. Now, once we got there, we're gonna summit the mountain maybe a day or 2 days later. So just get acclimated to the altitude. But again, it continued to rain and hail. Rain and hail. It wasn't until Sunday where we saw that, okay, I think the weather is pretty good here. It's sunny enough that we can summit the mountain. So on Sunday, we woke up. We woke up about 4 a.m., left by 5, to summit this mountain. And it was treacherous. It was hard. I've never done this before. But what I thought was the mountain was actually not the mountain. It was beyond that. We took small hikes throughout the week or the couple of days just to kind of, you know, just to hike a little bit. And what I thought was a mountain was not. We got there, and then we went further, and then we went up again. And we went over boulder fields. And I think at sometimes, if it was just me hiking on this mountain, I think I would quit. Because it's hard. But there's people behind you, people in front of you, so it's easy to go as a group. And when we got to this tall mountain, when we summited, it was one of the most beautiful views I've ever seen. They had a sign that says Mount Harvard, and it was 14,420 feet. And it was a clear day, so you can see all the other mountains, all the 14ers around. And it was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. But just like everything in the world, you get to the peak, and then it's over. It's over. You see it, it's great, it's beautiful, and then you go down. A lot of times in our lives, we reach for things that that fade away. In the gospel today, Jesus says, do not work for the food that perishes, but the food that lasts forever, that Christ will give you. What are some of the things that we work for that perishes? You know, when I was younger, I loved to get phones, right? The next big thing, the next phone. I like to have the latest phone. And then you buy the latest phone, and then 2 months later, now it's the old phone. And it's no longer, it doesn't satisfy you. There's things that you work for. Maybe it's climbing the corporate ladder, people used to say. You say, if I just get up there, that will satisfy me. I will be satisfied in my life. Or maybe if I make the team, that will satisfy me. Or even relationships. If my relationship was just better, that would satisfy me. There's all these things we grasp for in our life that we say, I will sacrifice for that, and it will satisfy me. But again, Christ says, do not work for things that perish, but work for things that will last forever, that Christ will give you. Now, once I got up to this mountain and we climbed down, we had a bonfire that night. And it was me and the 12 other men. And we talked about what happened in these last couple of days. We kind of shared. One thing I didn't tell you is that I was actually able to celebrate Mass on that mountain. It was Sunday. It was the 17th Sunday of Ordinary Time last week. I was able to celebrate Mass on top of that mountain. One of the men there told us a story of a young man, maybe around my age, up on the mountain. And he said that throughout he's been struggling a lot with his faith. And a friend told him, the Lord will give you the answer this week. The Lord will give you the answer this week. And that day, he was climbing up this mountain on his own, the same mountain we were going up to. And he was struggling. Either it was the altitude or his body, but it was a lot harder than he expected. And you know, he asked God, why is it that I'm struggling so much? Why am I struggling so much? And I guess in his mind, the answer to him was, you will find out when you reach the peak. You will find why when you reach the peak. Well, when he reached the peak, little did he know that he would see a priest and 12 men celebrating Mass at 14,420 feet. The reason why he struggled, he realized, is for him to be there. And what he saw was Christ. He saw Christ in the Eucharist. And it kind of changed him. He saw his faith before him. He saw what he needed to do. And he shared this with one of the men for us. You know, the mountain itself, me climbing it, it was fine. It was exciting. It was fun. But like I said, once we hit the mountain and we go down, then it just subsides. It goes into the background. But what kind of satiates my heart and what keeps me thinking about that week is this young man that we, myself and these 12 men, will be able to be Christ to this man. We're all called to be Christ to the world. And all the sacrifices of our lives can be conformed to one for Christ's sacrifice if we're willing to do it. What satiates us is not the things of this world, is not the material things, is not even the relationships we grasp onto, but like Christ said, Christ is what will satisfy us. St. Augustine said, our hearts are restless until they rest in you, and I believe that is true. Our hearts are restless until they rest in him. What are the things you sacrifice in your life? Every time we come to Mass every week, we bring the sacrifices of our lives that week to the Lord. No matter how small or big, we bring it and conform it to the one sacrifice of the Mass, which is Christ. He gives us himself in the Eucharist. Not only that, then he gives it to us to eat. Like our Father says, our daily bread he will give us. That means our sacrifice in our own lives will become our very daily bread that will satiate every desire and hunger and thirst in our life, if we're willing to conform it to Christ. So will you work for the things that perish? Will you work for the food that will perish in this world? Or will you work and sacrifice for the food that will last forever, which is Christ? So as you come before the Lord today, where Christ is truly present before you in the Eucharist, let us have the strength and the courage to open our hearts, our souls to him, to give him our desires as sacrifices, so that it will be our daily bread. Amen.